Good evening, everyone, or good morning or good afternoon, depending where you're watching this from. It's a sincere pleasure to be with you. And right before we get into the holiday of Shavuos and Kabbalah Satorah, to actually share Torah with you. And it's a further pleasure for me to actually be sharing Torah with you on behalf of the very place that I was privileged to receive the Torah, namely Yeshivat Har Etzion. That was the place that I was privileged to learn for 8 wonderful years of my life. And I believe that any of the Torah that I'll teach this evening and any of the Torah that I've been privileged to teach throughout the years, I owe in a very deep way to Yeshivat Har Etzion. And therefore, it's really a sincere pleasure to be doing this on their behalf. Finally, it's a further pleasure for me to be actually sharing specific Torah that I was privileged to learn from the Yachin Uboaz, the two foundations of the yeshiva, in the years that I learned there. And in many ways, I believe to this very moment, they still are the Yachin Uboaz upon which other floors have been added to the yeshiva throughout the years, thank God. And that, of course, is Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Rav Yehuda Amital, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, and Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. I hope that the words I say tonight are going to be precise and exactly the way I heard it from them. Of course, I'm going to ad-lib a bit, and if you hear anything that makes no sense, and please attribute it to me, and not, God forbid, to Rav Lichtenstein or Rav Amital, Zichronam Tzadikim Livracha. With that introduction, allow me to begin. This particular class, and this particular idea, actually didn't begin in Yeshivat Har Etzion. I heard it in Yeshivat Har Etzion, but to be more precise, I actually heard it from a wonderful man named Victor, when I was a rabbi back in Halifax at the beginning of the year 2004-2005. We were learning about the various Yamim Tovim, we were learning about kosher food, we were learning about Netilas Yadayim, and in the middle of it all, Victor raises his hands and asks the following question. He says, Rabbi, you've been teaching us many, many different laws. How come on the very holiday in which all these laws came from, the very holiday that commemorates the 8 to 9 days of Sukkot, or the 7 to 8 days of Pesach, why is it that on that very holiday that commemorates all the Judaism we have, we only celebrate it for 1 to 2 days? Every other yontif that we have, like Pesach or Sukkot, is celebrated for more. And yet comes along the yontif of Shavuos, the very yontif that's responsible for all the rest, and we only limit it to one day. Or to put it very succinctly, he basically said, aren't we being a bit short-changed when it comes to Shavuos? Aren't we limiting one of the most important days in Jewish history, the day that changed the way our kitchens look, the day that changed the ways our doorposts look? That particular day is only celebrated for exactly 1 to 2 days. I admit I was perplexed by the question. And the answer I gave at the time was an answer I heard actually from David Nativ in one of the Tanakh Shiurim he used to give in the yeshiva. And I think it's the first and foremost answer to our question as to why is it that it's just one day of Shavuos. And that, of course, is that not you and not me were on the editorial board of the Torah. We weren't there when they wrote the Torah. We don't know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided there'll be 8 to 9 days of Sukkot and 7 to 8 days of Pesach, and just one day of Shavuos, or maybe two. And therefore, I really don't know. I really don't know the Ta'amei HaMitzvos, the reason for the mitzvos. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, and that's what we do. Having said that, I started to think about the question, and I was reminded of the fact that Rav Amital actually did address this question one year. I don't think it was on Shavuos. I think it was at a different time of the year. But allow me to introduce it with the following story. During our years in yeshiva, yeshiva traditionally started after Ben Azmanim of Pesach on Yom HaShoah, on Holocaust Remembrance Day. And there was one year that someone asked, how come on Yom HaShoah, the yeshiva doesn't do a tekes, doesn't do some sort of a formal ceremony to commemorate the fact that it's Yom HaShoah? We all stand for the siren at 10 o'clock, and then we go back to learn as if it's a regular day. And Rav Amital, in his typical fashion and reaction, came and said, everything we do here isn't because of the Shoah. Everything we do in yeshiva is to commemorate all those that were killed and murdered and butchered by the Nazis. And he walked away. And whoever was there on the 40th anniversary of the yeshiva knows that Rav Amital repeated these words, and yet in a different fashion. He said that the courage that gave him the ability to even think he could be a Rosh Yeshiva was the fact that so many of his friends from yeshiva back in Hungary, unfortunately, didn't make it through the Holocaust, and he felt a sense of responsibility to build something in their honor. Along the same line of logic, Rav Amital said, and I quote, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want you to make a big deal out of getting the Torah once a year, but rather make a big deal about it the entire year. Or to put it another way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came along and said that you can make a big deal about matzah for 7 to 8 days a year. And then for the rest of the year, you don't have to think about it too much. Matzah is important for 7 to 8 days of the year. We go through the experience of eating matzah as a chiyuv d'oraisa on the first Seder. If you have a second Seder, a chiyuv d'rabbanan, perhaps a kiyum mitzvah d'oraisa throughout the 7 days of Pesach. But ultimately, once those 7 days are over, you can be a good Jew and not think about Pesach for the rest of the year, and not about matzah or maror or any other of the mitzvos that are associated with Pesach. Not so with regard to the Torah. And the same thing holds true with regard to sukkahs. You can make a big deal about the sukkah and the Anenei HaKavod or sukkahs mamish, whatever the reason sukkah is, and the lulav and esrog, throughout the 7 days of sukkahs and perhaps 8 days outside of Israel. But you don't have to think about it for the rest of the year. It's an experience we Jews have to go through once a year, and we can move on. Not so, said Rav Amital, when it comes to the Torah. When it comes to the Torah, if God forbid we would only limit it to 7 to 8 to 9 days of the year, and then we would say, have a good time, we'll see you next year, we would have a totally different Judaism. As a matter of fact, we would have what he called a primitive Judaism, a Judaism that unfortunately is one in which we may do all the mitzvos, but without learning about them, it would basically be, excuse me for the expression, like trained monkeys that are able to run program and ultimately do what they have to do. Ultimately, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, said Rav Amital, is that we don't make a big deal about the Torah once a year, but rather for the entire year. And therefore, we limited on purpose Shavuos to 1 to 2 days so that for the rest of the year, it would be on our agenda and not limit ourselves just to the holiday of Shavuos. And indeed, throughout Chazal, we can find the fact that Chazal were very consistent when they talked about the experience of receiving the Torah. They never, ever limited it to Shavuos, but rather they took random days of the year and they ultimately say, today you receive the Torah. For example, we know the famous pasuk in Parshas Ki Tavo, towards the end of the Chumash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in the words of Moshe, or Moshe says, Hayom hazeh, Hashem Elokecha mitzavecha la'asot et hachukim ha'ela ve'et ha'mishpatim. On this day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands you to do the mitzvot of the Torah. Obviously, whatever that day might have been during that last year of Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshat Ki Tavo, it was not the day the Jews received the Torah at Har Sinai on Shavuos. And yet Moshe refers to it as Hayom Hazeh, this day. And of course, explains Rashi very famously on that pasuk, B'chol yom yu be'einecha chadashim, every day it should be like a new, ki ilu bo bayom nitzaveita aleihem, as if on that particular day you were first commanded. Every day the experience of learning and receiving the Torah should be there, regardless of what day of the year it is on the calendar. So we received the Torah in Sivan, but you could be sitting in the middle of Shvat, and you have to think, says the Torah, that Hayom Hazeh, on this day, I received the Torah. And Chazal are very consistent, and ultimately say this in various places, and allow me just to quote two. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Samech Gimel, Amud Bet says, Va'od patach Rabbi Yehuda b'chvod haTorah. Rabbi Yehuda opened up the discussion in the Beis Medrash with the honor of the Torah. And what is the honor that Rabbi Yehuda says is the one I want to give to the Torah, says Rabbi Yehuda, Hasketu Shma Yisrael Hayom Hazeh Niyeta La'am. Listen, O Jewish people, today you became a nation. Says Rabbi Yehuda, was the Torah given that day to the Jewish people? That pasuk too is not quoted in reference to the holiday of Shavuos and the events surrounding Mamad Har Sinai. Not only wasn't it on the date, it was 40 years later. Answers Rabbi Yehuda, elelamcha, to teach you, shev chaviva Torah alomdea bechol yom yavayom, ki ilu ki yom shenitna mehar Sinai. The Torah should be such that it should be something that is so cherished, so chaviv on you, as if it was given at Har Sinai on that particular day. And ultimately, what I think the Gemara and Rabbi Yehuda are saying is that regardless of which day you're holding by, ultimately, every single day, regardless of the day of the year that you happen to be, every single day is a day which you have to say to yourself, today I received the Torah. And this is not only an idea that we find in a Rashi on Chumash, as I quoted earlier, and in a Gemara in Brachos. We actually find it paskin in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch paskins in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, Simon Samech Aleph Sif Beit, Asher Anochi Mitzavecha Hayom. We said it at Shachris. Some of us already said it at Ma'ariv. Whoever can look outside my window knows that in Israel we're already past post Ma'ariv. Asher Anochi Mitzavecha Hayom. The mitzvah that I command you today, once again, Haynu Lomar, says the Shulchan Aruch. This is to teach us, B'chol Yom Yubei Necha Kachadashim. The mitzvot should be upon you every day as if they're new. V'lo kemi shekvar shama otam harbe pa'amim, she'eino chaviv etzlo. And not like someone that heard it so many times that ultimately he gets sick of hearing it. Ultimately, all these sources point in one direction, and that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want us to make a big deal about receiving the Torah on one specific day of the year, but rather throughout the year. If I can give an analogy, it's like a couple married. We, the Jewish people, are married to the Torah. You can't celebrate an anniversary every year, the day you got married, unless you're married the entire year. Unless you have a relationship the entire year with your husband or your wife, there's nothing to celebrate on the anniversary. So ultimately, the same thing holds true with regard to Shavuos. Shavuos is the anniversary of receiving the Torah. But it would be meaningless. In fact, it would be, I would even say, ludicrous to celebrate Shavuos, the anniversary of receiving the Torah, if the entire year we didn't learn it and fulfill it and take its value seriously and Be'ezrat Hashem live up to all the aspirations that the Torah has put before us. And in my humble opinion, if what I said is true, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want us to make a big deal about receiving the Torah once a year, but rather the entire year, this may explain many aspects of the way we actually do celebrate that anniversary every single year. Every single year we do celebrate the anniversary of receiving the Torah, limited to once a year, as I said, so that we don't make a big deal about it just once a year, but every day. And it seems that even on the Yom Tov of Shavuos that we're about to go into, the actual way we celebrate it and the way it's actually described and commanded upon us tries to, in many ways, hide the fact that the Torah was given on that day. And let's begin. Number one, every Yom Tov has a specific mitzvah. Rosh Hashanah has Shofar, Yom Kippur has the Inuyim, Sukkot has, of course, Sukkah and Lulav. Pesach has matzah, as a chiyuv on the first and second day, and later on probably yakiyim d'oraisa. You come to Shavuos, there is absolutely no specific mitzvah on that day. And explains Rav Kasher in the Torah Shlema, amongst the many, many, many perushim that the Torah Shlema brings, and I quote, "Lipnei godel kedushat hayom, because this day of Shavuos is so holy, only tnach Torah Torah kula, because on this day the entire Torah was given. It wasn't just a day in which we celebrate being in the Midbar under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's watchful eye, as we do on Sukkot. It isn't just a day that we physically went from bondage to freedom, like on Pesach. But it's the day we got all the above. And much more, says Rav Kosher in the name of a Medrash in the Torah Shlema, Lo ratzu lahaktin k'dushato al yedei mitzvah pratit. We didn't want to minimize, midget, go ahead and make a minuscule out of this day by just giving it a specific mitzvah. For example, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu would come along and say to us, on this day you have to dance with the Torah, and we would dance with the Torah, put it in the Arun Kodesh, give it a kiss, and say, I'll see you next year, like we do with the Pesach dishes. But in order not to do that, in order not to minimize the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give one specific mitzvah, but rather ultimately said, you can celebrate the entire Torah observance of an entire year, the entire Torah learning of the entire year on the anniversary once a year for 1 to 2 days. Number two, never ever in the written Torah does it say that Matan Torah happened on Shavuos. We can make the math. It's very simple. You take the first day laning of Shavuos, Perek Yotet and Shmos, and you know that the Perek Yotet starts Bachodesh Hashlishi on the third month, the month of Sivan, Letzeit B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Bayom Hazeh Ba'al Midbar Sinai. So on the third month, which is Sivan, they came to Har Sinai, and we know that in Sivan they got the Torah. But never does it say a date. And never when the Torah talks about the Chiyuv to keep Shavuos, does it say, well, you got the Torah that day. With regard to Pesach, endless times the Torah says, Kivo Yatzata Mimitzrayim. With regard to Sukkot, the Torah says explicitly, Leman Yedu Darotechem, Kiva Sukkot Oshavti Et Bnei Yisrael, Pahutzi'i Otam Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Comes along Shavuos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of writes the entire Torah, dictates it to Moshe Rabbeinu, and sort of keeps out every time he writes Shavuos, oh, by the way, on that day, you received the Torah. Once again, we see that in order not to make a big deal out of the anniversary, but rather make a big deal throughout the year, it's sort of hidden in the Torah. Number three, we mentioned the fact that there's no specific mitzvah on that day. In order not to make a big deal just once a year about a specific mitzvah that has to do with the Torah, but rather use it the entire year. And number two, we mentioned the fact that the Torah doesn't necessarily at all say that the Torah was given on Shavuos. Well, allow me to add a third element to the actual celebration of Shavuos. If you would have asked me in the middle of the night, well, if you did have the ability to be on the editorial board of the Torah, and you did have the ability to actually suggest a mitzvah of this day, what would it be? I would have said as follows. If the Sinai Desert happened to still be in our hands, then on Shavuos, the Jewish people should go to Har Sinai. We'd have to find it and ultimately go to it, sort of give it a big kiss, sort of make a big ceremony there, and then go home. And then when I wake up in the morning after thinking of that idea, I would say, Yehoshua, you're out of your mind. Because in the lane of the first day of Shavuos, it says explicitly that Har Sinai cannot be a place that you touch, let alone get close to, during Ma'amad Har Sinai. However, a second later, it has no Kedusha anymore. From the day the Torah was given till this very moment that I'm sitting in front of you in 2018 in Tav Shin Ayin Chet, literally the 48th day of the Omer, 2 days before Shavuos, there is no Kedusha and will be no Kedusha to Har Sinai, to the very place that we got the Torah. And this is not just my reading. This is exactly what we say in the laning. B'mshocha yovel hemayalu bahar. The minute you hear the last shofar blowing, on the day you receive the Torah, you can go up to the mountain from that day and forever. And this is exactly what the Gemara says in Maseches Tainis, Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Bet, Sheken Matzinu Bahar Sinai, Shekoz Mancha Shechina Shruya Alav, Amra Torah Gamatzon Vabakar Al Yiru El Mula Harahu. The entire time HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving the Torah, even the cattle couldn't come close to it. Dalka Shechina Mimeno, once the Shechina left, namely, once Matan Torah was over on that historic Shavuos, Amra Torah, the Torah said, Bimshocha Yovel, Hemayalu Bahar. So first and foremost, there's no specific mitzvah on Shavuos, so we wouldn't make a big deal about Shavuos and the Torah once a year. Number two, the Torah goes out of its way to sort of hide the fact that Matan Torah happened on Shavuos, so we wouldn't make a big deal out of it. And number three, the geographic location, which we know the Torah was given on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want you to make a big deal out of that either. Rather, later on, in Sefer Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu comes along and says to the Jewish people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to tell them, Shuvu lachem le'o'alechem, go back to your tents. I don't want you to make a shrine out of the place you received the Torah, but rather take the Torah, bring it back with you into your tents, and see if it merges and fuses with the lifestyle that you have outside of Har Sinai. Because there is no chokhmah to be a wonderful, sanctified, elevated Jew at Har Sinai. That's where we got the Torah. The bigger challenge is when you go home, in the way you eat, and what you put in your mouth, and more importantly, what you take out of your mouth, making sure that you speak as an upright Jew should, staying away from slander and lashon hara on the one hand, and making sure that you speak appropriately on the other. The way you live your lives throughout the year, away from Har Sinai, but to put it another way, the way we live our lives outside the threshold of the Beis Medrash and the shul, that's where the test is if we're making the Torah the guiding force throughout the year, or we're just limiting it to the shul, to the daf yomi, to the places that we call very Jewish and holy. And this may explain a fourth aspect of Shavuos, which I believe is the most fascinating one. We mentioned the fact that there's no mitzvah associated with this yontif, so we wouldn't make a big deal out of the Torah just once a year. We mentioned the fact that the Torah goes out of its way to sort of hide this date. And we mentioned the fact that there's no kedusha to the geographic location where the Torah was given. And after all this happened historically, we finally come to Shavuos, wherever we might be, and we sit down and we ask ourselves, well, today the Torah was given. Motzei Shabbos, wherever you might be, is Shavuos. How should we celebrate? Once again, if you would have asked me, my answer would be, this is the way you should celebrate. You know, I got to fast on a yontif, God forbid. So this is what you got to do. Take a few potato chips, take soda, just to make sure you don't fast, and spend the entire day learning Torah. Learning Torah, doing mitzvos. Don't waste your time having meal. Don't waste the time sitting there and making kiddush and talking to your neighbors and saying hello and goodbye. You have to spend the time once a year learning Torah. Comes along the Gemara and says, you know, there is a point of view like that on every other yontif, except for Shavuos. The famous Gemara in Masechet Brachim Daf Samechet Amud Bet says, Rabbi Eliezer Savar, O Kulu La Hashem, O Kulu La Hashem. Rabbi Eliezer came along and said, the Torah says that the yontifs can either be a day that we enjoy, or a day that's totally dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody agrees, as I said, you can't fast, but either you do a day that gives you physical enjoyment, namely have big meals, many guests, spend a lot of time with the family, or Kula Lashem, eat a few potato chips and pretzels, have perhaps a drink, maybe even a lechayim, and that's about it. It's the entire day dedicated to learning Torah and davening. Comes along Rabbi Yehoshua, I happen to like his name, for no specific reason, and he says, Chalkeyu, divide it up. Chetz Hashem v'chetz Yolachem, divide up the day equally. Part of it should be dedicated to learning and davening, and part of it should be dedicated to your own physical pleasure and simcha. And that's the way we paskin on every other yontif. That's true for Rosh Hashanah, according to most poskim. It's definitely true for Sukkot. It's definitely true for Pesach. Om Shavuos. Amar Rav Elazar. Hakol modim. Everybody agrees, ba'atzeret, that on Shavuos, ba'inan nami lachem. Everybody agrees that on Shavuos, there has to be time dedicated to your own physical pleasure on your own leisure time. My time, why is Shavuos different from all the rest of the Yomim Tovim? Answers the Torah, Yom Shnitna bo Torahu. Why is Shavuos different? Because we got the Torah. I don't understand the Gemara. If we got the Torah on Shavuos, that would be the most appropriate, suitable day for Rabbi Eliezer's opinion that says dedicate the whole day to God. But yet the Gemara says Faker, the Gemara says exactly the opposite. The day you receive the Torah is the day that you have to dedicate also to your own self, to your own community, to your own family. You can't have a day totally dedicated to God. Explains Rashi on that Gemara in Psachim. She yismach b'malchal v'mishteh. You should enjoy yourself, be happy with eating and drinking. Laharot, to show, shenoach u'mekubal yom zeh liYisrael shenitna Torah bo. In order to show that this day is comfortable and accepted by the Jewish people. Now, what do those words mean of Rashi? Shenoach u'mekubal yom zeh liYisrael. It's acceptable and comfortable. In my humble opinion, it means one thing. It means that the Torah is not something that's a shrine that can't fit into your own lives, but rather it fits itself in to the everyday activities you do, especially the activity that we do every day. Any one of us have to get in breakfast before we go to work, get in a dinner somehow, perhaps even a lunch. Much of our day, I don't care where it might be, is going to be eating on that day. The most common thing that we do every day is eating, drinking. And says the Gemara, if you can't fit Judaism and the values of Torah into the way you eat and drink, which is the most common thing we do every day, then the Torah, God forbid, is irrelevant. Or to put it another way, the Torah was, God forbid, left at Har Sinai and wasn't taken back with us to our tents. If we can fit in the Torah to the way we eat and we drink, namely kosher food, brachos before and after, an appropriate conversation around the table, not to mention the fact that ultimately we go ahead and we thank the people around us for the meal and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, with Birkat HaMazel, or any bracha achrona for that matter, then ultimately the majority of our lives are lives that are not lives that the Torah can fit into. Shenoach u'mekubal yom zeh liYisrael shenitna Torah bo. The test of Shavuos is that we're able to take the Torah and fit it in to our everyday activities, fit it in to our everyday habits and say what we do is part and parcel of my Torah existence. And therefore on Shavuos, if you spend the entire day dedicated to God, you're defeating the purpose of making the Torah relevant everywhere, not just in Shul and not just on Shavuos, but every day of the year. And perhaps this is what Rav Lichtenstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, meant in the following idea that he shared with us. I heard this idea from him, but the one who said it so beautifully was his grandson, Ariel Rosenberg, when he was maspid his grandfather on the shloshim of Rav Lichtenstein's death. So I'm very privileged to have started this particular shir with Rav Amital, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, and end it with Rav Lichtenstein. Rav Lichtenstein told his grandson that there's a phrase in Maseches Chulin, it also appears another place in Shas, that's called Chulin Shina Asua Taharata Kodesh. Namely, you have meat, like barbecue meat, and you ultimately eat it as if it's a korban. So you make sure you're betahara, you make sure that it doesn't touch anything tameh, you treat it as a korban, even though it isn't. There's even one day that says it has the status of a korban in terms of its halachos. Said Rav Lichtenstein to his grandson, and I quote word for word from his hesped, Kach tarich liot gam bechayenu. That's the way it should be in our lives. Lekadesh et achulin. We have to sanctify the things that we think are profane. Tarich la'akir bekach sheyesh chulin b'chayim. We have to understand that not everyone is holy. There are many parts of life that are not necessarily holy. And therefore, because they're not holy, we have to recognize the fact that we don't necessarily give it a kiss when it falls like a sefer, and we don't necessarily go ahead and stand up every time it walks into the room like a sefer Torah. There is chulin in our lives. But said Rav Lichtenstein to his grandson, "Aval et chulin she'efshar tzarich lekadesh." But the chulin that you can sanctify. Just think of the fact that the everyday activity we do how many of them can we sanctify? We spoke about earlier eating and drinking. If exercise, and you say a little pasuk before, Hashem Yachalifu Koach, Yalu Eber Karn Sarim, a famous song we used to sing in the yeshiva, and many misibot. Ultimately, those that aspire to God will have power. And we turn that whole exercise experience into an experience of guarding our bodies and making sure that we're healthy, as is the halacha. Or we take the fact that we speak to our kids, and not just speak to our kids about how was your day. Have a sense that when we speak to our kids, we're forming the future of the Jewish people. We're fulfilling v'hodata levincha v'ven bincha. Ultimately, our entire lives will be a life of Torah, not just one day of Shavuos. And this perhaps leads me to my final source on this particular idea of why indeed we have one day of Shavuos. To reiterate, we said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want us to make a big deal out of the Torah once a year, but rather we should have a Torah that is relevant and fits into our lives the entire year. In the words of Rashi, Shenoach u'mekubal yom zeh, that this day is comfortable and accepted by the Jewish people in everything they do throughout the year. And this will explain a beautiful drasha that Rav Lichtenstein gave, Parshat Maaseh, 1 year. And Parshat Maaseh, 1 year, said that there's two books in the Torah and the Chumash, and approximately the same way. We finished Sefer Vayikra last week, both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. Thank God we're synchronized again. Ended with the following words: Ela ha-mitzvot asher tziva Hashem et Moshe b'nei Yisrael behar Sinai. Well, we go about 9 weeks forward, and we get to the end of Parshat Maaseh, the end of Sefer Bamidbar, and we end the same way, almost the same way. Ela ha-mitzvot v'ha-mishpatim asher tziva Hashem b'yad Moshe b'nei Yisrael. These are the mitzvot and the mishpatim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Jewish people, this time not at Har Sinai, but on Arvot Moav near Yericho. Ask Rav Lichtenstein, it's the same pasuk. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu repeat himself? Anyone that teaches Torah speaking knows that the first cardinal rule you learn is don't repeat yourself, because if you repeat yourself, then ultimately people think you have nothing else to say. And therefore, at best, they'll say, well, he has nothing else to say. And at worst, they'll say, he really has nothing else in his brains. And therefore, he really shouldn't be teaching us at all. Ask Rav Lichtenstein, how come we have two chumashim in the Torah that end the same exact way? Answered Rav Lichtenstein, due respect, they don't end the same way. Same content. These are the mitzvot that Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded us. He commanded us mitzvot in Vayikra, and he commanded us mitzvot in Sefer Bamidbar. But one was given at Har Sinai, and the other was given on Arvot Moav al Yaden Yericho. Said Rav Lichtenstein, and I quote, "Shtei p'chinot edel nimtzalot gam b'chayav shel kol Yehudi." These are two aspects of a Jewish experience, of a Jewish lifestyle. Hu migaleh et HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'shar elav gam b'halicho b'rechov ha-so'en u'v'histaklo al ha-sovev oto. He can find the Kadosh Baruch Hu even on a busy street. Ach gam kasher hu rachun al gemarato b'sheket uvidumia. But of course, also when he's sitting with his Gemara late at night, his Gemara, said Rav Lichtenstein, there's a Jew that obviously aspires for Kedusha, like at Har Sinai, like the end of Sefer Vayikra. And the whole book of Vayikra, Baruch Hashem, talks about the korbanos, the kedusha, the tahara, the real kachim, not to mention all the mitzvot that come at the end for the kohanim, shmita, yovel, and whatnot. And of course we know that it was an ancient Jewish custom for the little boys to start learning Torah with Sefer Vayikra, as Chazal say, yavo tahorim v'yitasku b'taharot, that the pure kid should come and learn the holiest, or to be more precise, the purest book in the Torah, namely the book that's so pure, so holy, that you're even scared to come near it. And indeed, when I was a kid, I remember that it was a common custom in elementary school, even through a certain aspect of high school, that you learn Sefer Bereishis, Shmot, up to say Parsha Truma, stop. Vayikra, you don't learn the beginning because it has to do with Korbanos. You go right to Shmini. You find out that Nadav ve'Avihu die. You don't know anything about Korbanos. It's too holy for us to come there. And I'm sure you all have met Jews, and Baruch Hashem, these Jews are alive and well, and we're part of them, that when they come into a shul, they act differently. And when they come to the kotel, they act differently. When you come to a place like Har Sinai, you act differently. But said Rav Lichtenstein, that's not enough. A Jew has to act differently, has to have the Torah values be the one that govern what he does and what she does and what they think and what they act and the decisions they make, not just when they're in a shul or where they're at the kotel, we're in the height of holiness, but rather also when they're in our Arvot Lo'ava Yadein Yericho, a location on the eastern side of Jordan River, that has really no significance, not halachically, well, maybe a bit halachically, but really not Jewishly. Even when you're in a place that seems total chulin, totally profane, totally without kedusha, a Jew has to feel that even there I can insert the kedusha, the values of the Torah into. And indeed, said Rav Lichtenstein, it's not enough to end with the book of Vayikra and saying these are the mitzvot that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave. But after Sefer Bamidbar, with the complaints of Sefer Bamidbar and the sins of Sefer Bamidbar, with the highest of them being, of course, Chet HaMeragli, second to it, the famous sin of Mei Meriva that prevented Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron from coming into Israel, and all the rest of the sins of Sefer Bamidbar. With all the challenges and the tribulations of realistic life, even then, we have to be able to say, Eile hamitzvot behamishpatim ha-shetziva Hashem et b'yad Moshe. We don't just find the Kaddish Baruch Hu in the Torah that he gave us in the shul or at the shir. We find the Kaddish Baruch Hu in the Torah he gave us when we open our computers, when we open our cell phones, in the way we speak, in the way we relate to our employees, in the way we relate to our wives or husbands, as well as our children and grandchildren, in the way we act throughout the year. So to sum up, I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us 1 to 2 days of Shavuos, and I really don't know why. As David Nativ said, and I quoted it earlier, I wasn't on the editorial board of the Torah. But pushing me, Rav Amital suggested that indeed HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want us to make a big deal out of the Torah once a year, but rather make a big deal about it throughout the year. And therefore, because of that, we only have just 1 to 2 days of Shavuos, because the Torah is with us throughout the entire year. And therefore, we don't make a big deal about Shavuos per se. There's no specific mitzvah that day. As a matter of fact, the Torah sort of hides the fact that the Torah was given on Shavuos. As a matter of fact, the Torah goes ahead and says, Har Sinai is meaningless to this very moment. And the Torah says, you better eat and drink on that day, because I want to see the values of the Torah be relevant to you in your homes, not just in your shuls. I want to see the Torah values be relevant to you when you go into your car after Shavuos, and not just when you're in shul with your talis on Shavuos. And as Rav Lichtenstein said, a Jew can ultimately mekadesh et achulin. Go ahead and not only find the Baruch Hu and the Torah values at Har Sinai, but even in our Vot Moava Yadein Yericho, a meaningless geographical location, that even there he can insert the Torah values. May we live up to the message and ensure that the Torah not only be locked behind the Aron HaKodesh, but rather be something that ultimately is as relevant for us on Shavuos as it is the day after Shavuos. And Emir Tzah Hashem will be zochet to have a life that is a 365-day celebration of living the Torah, either learning it or fulfilling it, and not just limited to one day. And if we're zocher that for 364 or 363 days of the year, we indeed fulfill and learn the Torah, then I am absolutely confident that the anniversary on Shavuos will be even more joyful, more meaningful, than any other Yom Tov of the year. Wishing everyone a Chag Sameach and Kol Tov.